This is The State of Things. I'm Frank Stacio. The Love Language released their third album this week. Ruby Red is an eclectic mix that helps The Love Language move beyond the 60s-inspired sound that has characterized their music. You can catch up 9 o'clock tonight at the record release party for the album. It's called Ruby Red. It'll be at the Cat's Cradle. The Love Language is here today. Stuart McLam on guitar, Thomas Simpson on percussion, Eddie Sanchez on the bass, Andy Holmes on the guitar, Jordan McLam on guitar and vocals, and Autumn Enger on the keyboard. Welcome to all of you. Good to have you here.
Thanks for having us.
So, Stuart, talk about this album. How is it different than the other two?
Yeah, I think we just branched out a little bit. We did some, delved into some other decades, had a little influence on it, like the 80s, some early Cure kind of influences.
Well,
it's kind of all over the place, a little more heavier stuff, too.
That 60s-inspired idea, I mean, had that been intentional for you, or is that just kind of the way the music was coming out, or were you looking at that decade for inspiration deliberately?
Yeah, I mean, I kind of grew up on that kind of stuff. My dad listened to a lot of Motown, and that was just always sort of embedded in me, I think, him playing those kind of records around the house. And I've always been drawn to maybe that era in particular and that sort of, like, nostalgic feeling you get listening to those older records from even the 50s too and the 60s, and but at the same time I listened to a lot of music too, so I think when I first started the project it was, I don't know, I didn't plan it like becoming a full-time thing at the moment. It was just sort of like I'm gonna try this, you know, a project sort of indebted to that era of music, and then just kind of slowly branching out of that, I guess. Well, but it was never a completely nostalgia act, I guess.
You always bring something to it that's new and fresh, which is how you developed a fan base, and a pretty big one. So then that becomes a problem if you want to branch out, or does it? You become a victim of your own success, a little bit afraid to break away from the thing that brought you pretty good success, great fan base here.
Yeah, and I think there's still, I mean, a good element of our, whatever, the original sort of sound. But, yeah, it's just, I mean, as an artist or any artist, you've got to try to stretch out, and you can't stay in the same box forever. You're going to get, you know, it's going to get old. So this is a great opportunity to try out a bunch of stuff, and I feel like it's sort of opened the doors for where this can go. I feel like, you know, I'm excited about this record and ones down the road.
Well, let's hear some, can we? Out.
Sure, yeah. This is a song, Kids, off the record, and it's a little more garagey on the record. This is our Tom Petty / Fleetwood Mac take on it. All right. Shout out to my good buddy Mike Dillon, who I wrote this song with. He's in a local band here, Gross Ghost. All right.
Just Just know that we can't stay here. You gotta break, man. You gotta break, man. You gotta break, man. You got it.
The Love Language live on the State of Things Kids from their newest CD, Ruby Red. The CD release party tonight, Cat's Cradle, and they're here with us live on a State of Things Kids. Great song. Stuart, you went on a kind of an extended road trip after your last record, Libraries, right? But not with the band, just kind of off on your own?
Sure. It was. It wasn't that lengthy. Well, the parts that did involved planes, not roads. But, I went to – after we sort of toured Libraries, the most part, I went to Black Mountain, North Carolina, you know, right outside of Asheville. And me and BJ, who had toured with the band then and then worked on both Libraries and Ruby Red, engineering and the co-producing, and we just worked up a bunch of the demos that would initially like lead to the songs while we were staying there. And it wasn't like a remote cabin kind of thing. It was more like we just sublet. It was sort of in a community. And we definitely made a lot of noise, so the neighbors knew about us.
Yeah, you went on vacation.
Yeah, exactly. And it was about 2 months. We wrote a bunch of the demos and then came back, kind of pieced it together with a bunch of musicians around the Triangle, and we recorded it at an art space, sort of cooperative art workshop in Raleigh called Ruby Red, which the album was named after.
Mm. Yeah, Love Language is really kind of a collective in a way, in the way that you approach it, would you say?
Yeah, it's always me kind of writing and doing a lot of the arrangements, but, you know, I definitely I get a lot from playing with other people, so it's definitely been a revolving cast, but
Well, there's two ways that can work. One is to have a band who you're always working with and kind of bounce it off of them, and that's one kind of collaboration. And another is this kind of mix and match where you're always bringing people in and out, and that seems to work better for you.
Yeah, I mean, I think with bands, there's so many different, you know, ways they can come together. And I guess with the first record being, like, I recorded everything myself and sort of, like, demos, and then we first pieced the band together to tour on that. It was more like, okay, here, you know, you play this, and just things revolve, but it was never like a big like breakups or anything. It was just like some people left to go work on another project. My brother, you know, lived in Wilmington and got married, but he's back with me when he can. Good to have you. Sound good.
Good. It's good.
Good to be here.
How's the marriage going? Rather than get that answer, I'm happy to hear that. How about another song?
You got it.
Good.
You got it. Yeah. This song's called Faith Breaker.
New Age Wasteland. Why do you bother? Keep on happy, but don't forget to put a lock on the door. Break your faith in a hurry.
The Love Language live on the State of Things Faith Breaker from their latest CD, Ruby Red. You can hear them tonight at Cat's Cradle for the CD release party. Here with us now, live on the State of Things. This new album is a lush affair. You've got more than 20 musicians on this thing, and everything from piano to glockenspiel on it. This is a departure, is it not, from the DIY style that marked your first album?
Yeah, definitely. And I dabbled a little bit with some strings and there's some horns here and there and a little more instrumentation on Libraries, our second record. But yeah, this was the first, you know. I suppose maybe I'm a late bloomer as an arranger at 32, but you know, you got to start when you can. But this was the first one I really tried to really kind of go all out and do a lot of arrangements. So it was really enjoyable for me. And yeah, so actually tonight at the show tonight, we've got a lot of guests playing. So we've got the Glock and strings and laser beams and everything.
And to be clear, you're talking about the instrument and not the gun, because now it's legal to take the gun to the Cat's Cradle.
Yes.
There was a time when that would have been preposterous and perfectly reckless, but today you can take a gun to a bar because, you know, safety is important.
Glock hey, would and you, Spiel.
Glock and Spiel, yeah. Not the weapon. Would you play another song for us?
Sure thing.
Great.
The song is For Izzy. I think I'll try this one for all of us.
The Love Language, live on the State of Things from their latest CD, Ruby Red. The Love Language is Stuart McLam, Thomas Simpson, Eddie Sanchez, Andy Holmes, Jordan McLam, and Autumn Eniger on keyboard. Thank you all for being with us. We're going to give you time to play us out, but I want to thank you for being on the State of Things. Great to
Thanks
talk
so
to you.
Thanks so much for having us.
You can catch them tonight, 9 o'clock, Cat's Cradle in Carrboro, the record release party for the new record, Ruby Red. And that's the state of things for today. This is North Carolina Public Radio. It's a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stasio. Once again, the love language.
This goes out to Andy's dad, Jack Holmes. Happy birthday. All right.